I wish when I first used chance operations to make music in which I would not express my feelings or ideas, but in which the sounds themselves would change me. They would change in particular my likes and dislikes. I would discover through the use of chance operations, done faithfully and conscientiously, I would discover the things that I thought I didn't like, that I actually liked them. Class increased to 120 people who all wanted to have A's. Gradually, it settled down to about 80 people who came to the class all the time, but even those who just came and registered got an A. My first talk to them explained my point of view. What people say about me is that some of them take me quite seriously as a philosopher and say that I'm a really good philosopher and an amateur musician. But all of this arises from my conviction, which I've had now for 25 years, I suppose, since my serious involvement with Oriental thought when I asked myself, why do we write music? Why do we write music? I came to the conclusion initially that it was in order to produce a revolution in the mind. Much of what I wrote in silence was the result of studying or the result of explaining work that I had actually done. In other words, I either knew what I was saying, or I was studying, for instance, with Suzuki, and his thought of Zen Buddhism and so forth was being learned by me. Whereas now my confusion comes from the fact that I don't so much write about my work as I write about just anything that I notice. Though people think they can use records as music, what they finally have to understand is that they have to use them as records. And music instructs us, I would say, that the uses of things, if they are meaningful, are creative. Therefore, the only lively thing that will happen with a record is if somehow you use it for something else. If, for instance, you could make another piece of music including a record and other sounds of the environment or other musical instruments, that I would find interesting.